bread food.
Yeah.
Bread food carry different flavor.
Oh, is that right? I had no idea it tasted like that. I mean, that's really a nice
bread food carry different flavor. Yeah. A bread food to your water is better than a bread food to your water is.
I see.
That's why some yellow and some stay white.
I see.
When they cook, some turn yellow and some stay white.
The one that stay white are the good ones? Or the yellow ones are the good ones?
Yellow ones is that good to do salt with balls and you do different things with it.
I see.
You bake it and stuff it and stuff it something like a shepherd pie.
Tell me about a shepherd pie. Come on, you're good. This is great.
You have to cook the potatoes, mash them.
Yeah.
Make a paste in the bottom.
Uh-huh.
And then you have the cooked stew.
Yeah.
You cook whether meat,
whether
chicken,
meat,
could be mutton or beef, and you put that in the middle, and you put that over the paste again, and you sprinkle it whether with breadcrumbs or cheese. But you do the mixture with seasoning to flavor it.
Do you use a kind of pastry?
No, the potatoes that you mash.
The potatoes. The potatoes
paste.
Make the
paste.
I make the paste. Mm-hmm. You make. Well, tell me about paste. Huh? You make a paste out of the potatoes.
The bread food.
Okay. And how? What holds it together? Do you put
the milk and the egg?
You put milk and eggs in there. I see.
So you make margarine.
Yeah. So it's really light, but it's kind of like a pie crust, except it's made out of.
Then when you finish, you can slice it.
Made out of that. I see. Okay. Now, I kind of lost you there after you mentioned about the making we got the crust. We got this paste.
Then you put the stew meat in the middle.
Yeah, okay.
And then you put the paste again on the top.
I see.
You sprinkle it with a little cheese or a little breadcrumb. Mm-hmm.
And that stuff.
You put it in the oven.
Okay.
You put it in the oven to bake.
Okay, for how long?
Maybe 30 minutes, because remember everything already cooked.
Right, that's
so you're just putting it to set together.
Really
eat it, yeah.
And that's really, what, about 350? Or don't you have a...
You put too soon, because, you know, some people may make it richer than some, and if it is very rich, you cook quick.
Uh-huh, yeah, I see.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. What do you mean by rich? You mean having a lot of meat in it?
The butter and the
butter.
The
I
milk
see.
And...
I see. Mm-hmm. Well, But the stuff in the middle of the pie, of the shepherd's pie, this is just like a stew.
Yes,
it's like
the meat with the carrots and
and all the vegetables.
Nice
stuff. Yeah, okay. I see. What other kinds of things do you like to make?
Anything.
Yeah, okay.
Pumpkin fritters.
Okay.
And so on. Potato pudding.
Oh, yeah. Tell me about potato pudding.
Oh, well, I do it different to other people.
Good.
I
That's
use
what I
pumpkin, carrots, coconut, and the sweet potato.
Uh-huh.
I grate those together with a piece of ginger.
Uh-huh.
I get the egg, the milk, and the sugar,
and
a little flour with a tip of baking powder.
I see.
So you put in raisin, nuts, whatever you want.
And then you bake that?
Yeah.
You bake that for just
maybe an hour.
An hour, huh? Mm-hmm. That's good. Now, what about the pumpkin fritters?
You boil the pumpkin. Some people grate the pumpkin, but I boil the pumpkin and then I mash it.
Okay.
And then I add the milk, the egg.
The whole pumpkin you boil?
No, you maybe buy a pound or two pumpkin. Too much fritters you're going to make.
Yeah.
And you boil the pumpkin, you peel the pumpkin and you boil it.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then you mash it.
Yeah.
And you add the milk, the sugar, the egg, the essence.
Yeah. What's that?
Essence.
Essence?
Yeah.
Okay, essence. So,
a flavoring in a bottle.
Uh-huh.
You have the pear, the almond, and the vanilla.
Okay.
Flavoring in a bottle.
Yeah, right. Okay.
So you add that to flavor with a little cinnamon and the flour, and you start frying with cooking oil.
And you fry them into like, they're like
you turn and you fry and you.
They're kind of like hotcakes.
You could fry up to 400 in an hour.
Like pancakes?
Yes, it's like that pancakes. But for pumpkin, we call them fritters.
Fritters, I see.
But potato, we call them pancakes.
How do you serve them? Do you just eat them the way they, when you fry them, or do you put stuff on them?
Like how we do them with sugar already.
Okay.
They could be eaten just like that.
Right.
But the pancakes in the box has no sugar.
Right.
So that's why they just syrup on it.
Or put syrup on it.
Yeah, the pancakes in the box, they just syrup on it.
So you could. So you